Hello everyone. So I was just about to start my work. Just not waste the time of anyone, and of course mine as well. I just got this recommendation of this video right now, and I just played this about like 50 seconds, and for me it's just unbelievable. It's just like her mentality, and I think in general, right? Women just like call us stupid. Not saying directly, but just like the way that they put the situation. It's just starting over and over again. So I'm just gonna play for you guys.
Secret that many guys don't know, especially in today's day and age, is that women love nice guys. We may not.
And now she's gonna explain why women love nice guys. Just wait.
Appreciate them until we're a little older, and we've gotten that sort of asshole phase out of our systems.
Coincidence, no? When you get a little older, meaning that when you don't have any market, we don't have like any market value, we are like out of the attraction high level, I'd say. And because some other young girl just like finished high school and she's just like prettier and she's just better than her, and now she's like out of the game. Oh yeah, now we love nice guys.
Early 30s
Of course, everyone knows why.
is the point in our lives where we're just exhausted by the jerks and we have no time in our lives anymore for them. So we really start looking for men who we know will be great long-term partners, aka nice guys, right? And that's you.
And again, what? Just tell us again, like. Yes, and so now the nice guy is gonna be a great partner. So what the fuck you're doing? I don't know, since 16 or even early until late 20s, middle 30s. What the fuck you're doing? So now you want the nice guy to be a great partner. So other guys was for what? For fun? Nah. So just again, it's just I understand that it's just women nature just want to find like the Chad, the best male, I would say in terms of attraction. And then they spend like 10, 12, 15 years in this cock carousel, and then suddenly they want to find a nice guy because now they are tired, and now these top level guys doesn't like they don't need anything, they don't want anything with them because they're just like all used up, and now they come with the conclusion that oh now we love nice guy, now we need your support. Nah, like for what? For you to basically take a nice guy and make him, I would say, your second daddy, for him to take care of you, to pay for everything that you need, to be supportive, to listen to all the drama, the crap that you're gonna come from, because you're always gonna, anyway, as soon as you, I would say, you taste the good thing, you're always gonna be comparing the poor nice guy with the other guys that you had a relationship, so you're always gonna be like, huh, it's comfortable to be with him, but he's not like, I don't know, the guy that I had fun in the club, or the other guy that took me for vacation for like just to enjoy and to have, I don't know, orgies, whatever the fuck you're doing with this night, dude, with this dude. So yeah, now the nice guy is like useful for you. So it's just unbelievable. It just like came out of the shadows and say that, oh yeah, I'm getting old. Probably she's like older as well, and then she just come like, oh yeah, now I'm ready for the nice guy. Now I'm ready for the long-term relationship. Just be clear and honest. You just need a second father to take care of you because, you know, you are too incompetent just to live by yourself. You feel this sense of loneliness and then you just need someone to be by your side. Otherwise, you're never gonna like find happiness. You're completely like different in sense and even like being capable of just living your life by yourself and just find your goals, whatever you're doing, just like being happy with that, not needing any company to be part of your life to bring happiness. And everyone knows that this is just a facade because as soon as they find a nice guy and have a relationship, a marriage, whatever, a family, they just start to complain over again because they're gonna be missing the nice times that they had when they were young, all the fun that they had. And now they have to, of course, if you have a marriage and if you have a family, you ex is like, you know, guys have expectations for you to take care of the family, to take care of the house. And probably this girl's not gonna ever do that, just gonna be complaining. Oh, I don't know how to do the dishes, I don't know how to clean the clothes, I'm not gonna take care of the kid. You're gonna have to switch the pampers off when the kid is like in need. It's just gonna be a nightmare. So, nah, it's just another one that just you had at least 10 years. Nature gave you this, I'll say, amazing long time for you to find one partner, for you to start finally a great relationship and start a family, and you just had fun. So now you want to find a nice guy? Nah, sorry. At least on my side, I passed this one.